He looked upon the sinner they had brought for him to see, and then at her accusers who asked what her fate should be. Having made their judgments, some were eager to throw stones or trick the Christ that he might be accused for what he chose. It must have pierced them to their souls when he humbly spoke, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." Convicted by their consciences, they walked off one by one. And he who was without sin forgave all that she had done. What would I give to have a heart like his, a heart full of compassion, one that willingly forgives with humility, whose hearts are far from God, who draw near to him with their words but fail to live his laws, following the world's path, just like sheep we've gone astray. We hide our faces from him and turn each to our own way. Throughout his life he chose to do what God asked of him, facing persecution and rejection of men. Even as in agony he suffered on the hill, he asked to be delivered only one that willingly forgives with humility, virtue, patience, and wisdom. He seeks to do the Father's will and in faith to follow him. What would I give to have a heart like his? I will follow his commandments, I will feast upon his words, I will love without conditions, I will serve.